You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Luke Elder, Andy Holding and Kevin O'Malley in the studio. It's Warwick, Exeter and Lingfield in the afternoon, and the usual all-weather evening fare as well, Wolverhampton and Dundalk throughout Friday evening. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Gary Capel.
That'll be a laugh a minute with those three in, won't it? There'll be ribs cracking all over the place.
You don't think the funny guys?
No comment.
How would you liven it up, Gary? What would you go with if you were in there?
We'd have me and Pimmers in there, and that'd be a riot, wouldn't it?
It'd be a laugh riot. Get Ken on the line as well.
Get Ken on the line from Warwick. He'll be Warwick, won't he?
Yeah, I imagine he'd go to Warwick.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get all the action going ahead on Friday, because Thursday was almost blown away. We lost Huntingdon, Chelmsford.
Yeah.
An inspection or two. Storm Dora, or Doris, or whatever it is.
Doris.
Doris. Good old Doris.
I used to like the name Doris.
Yeah.
Don't anymore. Havoc everywhere. It looks pretty bad at where they're racing currently at Stagefield as we record this as well. And yet in Ireland at Thurles, it's lovely and sunny.
Yeah. Missing all of the action of all of the threat of Storm Doris.
Not been a good storm.
Yeah.
Apart from when it's creating havoc and...
I'm not a fan of it. It's too windy outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've come in a flat cap today.
Oh, you won't have that when you go home if you stay outside too long.
No. It was all right going uphill.
Why does wind not blow uphill?
No, what bank to get up to work? You're tall.
Right. Thanks. any news on your mind, Gary, before we move on to the action?
No, I don't know.
Entries
nothing.
Out for the festival handicap. Arctic Fire, an interesting one in there, I suppose. In
the county hurdle, must be.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's running the champion. I think it's been placed in the champion before, hasn't he? It'd be a tough ask off that kind of weight these days. That kind of race is won by an up and coming, usually by sort of a youngster and improving horses.
Yeah.
Working his way through the ranks. But could obviously change.
Mm. Anything that you're dying to see at the Cheltenham Festival? Obviously, the Gold Cup market's taken a bit of a shake up recently. And
obviously with Thistle Crack no longer running, it's got a completely different shape to the race now. It might well mean we get a bigger field, which might well be better for sort of each way punting, and we might get an extra place or two, hopefully, who knows. Well, I'm sure it's usually only three places, but with
I can't see 16 turning up and people going
I don't know. I don't know. We might do. Hopefully.
Well, that'll be...
We live in hope. Yeah. We live in hope.
Fair enough. Well, we'll leave that there. There's obviously plenty more to come. Talking water to go under the bridge, or whatever the phrase is that I'm looking for, over the next few weeks. Let's go straight on matters.
Keep looking.
Closer to
my advice.
We've got Friday's Racing Fast approaching, and we'll get Gary's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we're going to look at four races coming up on Friday. We start at Warwick in their 3:35, which is a 2.5 mile handicap chaser class 2 event. A fill of 7 set to go to post for this one, Gary. So maybe possibly slightly tricky for an each way angle.
Yeah, looking at the shape of the race, very much so, to be perfectly honest. I think it's quite open. It's a class 2, but probably not the strongest of races. Dresden was second at Ascot the other day. That was at Wetherill, I should say. He's won off higher marks than this in the past. He did win at Ascot last year. I think it was last October or November time. So we know that he's capable if in the mood, and he shaped as though his turn wasn't too far away last time out. Temple Hills has gone F1, F1. Well, he's due another F, isn't he, unfortunately. He's won both his completed starts over fences, including here. Johnny Ogue, bit more associate him sort of on better ground, and I worry a bit about him with conditions as they are, and he's not really in form. Do It For The Village, former Irish winning point-to-pointer, already a four-time winner over fences, and won under the penalty at market raising the other day, £4 higher off that new mark today. Has to be respected. Likewise, No Buts, who finished third the other day over this course and distance behind Temple Hills. And down at the bottom of the weights, Ballygarvey, who won at Ascot a long, long time ago now. I think Henrietta Nutt might have trained him then, but he doesn't look the same horse since. All things considered, I'm going to go for Pressurise, who's 3 from 5 over fences, a winner at Chepstow on his most recent outing, albeit that was 233 days ago. Horse is in good form. He's an 11-year-old, but for an 11-year-old, he's very lightly raced, and I think there's hopefully a bit more to come from him. So Pressurise for me for Venetia Williams and Charlie Deutsch, who's claiming get £3 off the horse's back.
Pressurise, then, the selection for Gary there at Warwick. You mentioned Ascot form a couple of times in there, and it's just reminded me, I was going to talk to you about this, Gary. You've had an Ascot winner.
I have had an Ascot winner.
Yeah.
I have had an Ascot winner. I didn't behave in very Ascot manner, I don't think, as she was winning, bless her. But yeah, Sweet Little Mystery's now 2 from 2. She had a hard race on Saturday under the penalty. I don't think by Ascot standards it was a particularly strong race, but I suppose she could do no more than win, carrying a penalty against some younger horses as well. She's a 6-year-old, but she had to carry 11.6, and she isn't the biggest to be carrying weight, but she carried the penalty, and the first two were nicely clear. It takes her a while to hit top stride, but I think the plan, all being well, as she comes out of the race, okay, and I believe she has, she's not the best eater in the world, which, you know, when she starts eating properly, she'll be a lot stronger. She's got a bit of filling to do, I think. I think she might be all right. She goes, hopefully, to Sandown on Imperial Cup Day for the listed bumper there. So, hopefully, exciting times ahead.
Yeah, good luck with that. Just a little side note there. It reminded me while he was talking about the form there for Warwick. Let's move on to the next race we're going to preview, the 350 at Exeter. And this is the Devon National, a handicap chase over 3¾ miles, a field of 16 of them set to go to post. For this one, Gary, everyone loves a good national. What's your pick in this?
We've got an each way angle with the four places to go at. Obviously, we've got a dual Welsh national in there in the shape of Mountainous. Barton Gift seems a bit of a banger specialist. He stays all day, but I'm not convinced about him here. Abracadabra Sivola was a winner last time out at Taunton. He has to be given a squeak. The veteran theatrical star, likewise, second in the veteran's chase on his penultimate outing, fifth the other day. Further down in the weights, the likes of Ambient Lades dropped like a stone through the weights. Been disappointed with him. I thought he might be all right as a younger horse. Millicent Silver, much better last time out, back over fences here. Woodford County won this race last year, and I just think he's been soured by all that. He had lots of hard races. He ran in the Midlands National, was placed in that, I think, a couple of times. I certainly ran in it a couple of times. I'm going to go for West of the Edge, who won at Wetherby and Carlisle earlier on in the season, was second ever hurdle subsequently. Been given a bit of a break. Those three races came in fairly quick succession. He's obviously, I think, I should imagine, Dr. Richard Newell has probably had this race in mind for him for quite some time. He's off a mark of 119, so he's getting a bit of weight all round. He'll do for me. West of the Edge in the Devon National.
West of the Edge, then, the selection for Gary there. Moving on to Lingfield next for their 4 o'clock. We're on the all-weather poly track for this one. It's a 7 furlong Class 3 handicap, a field of 13 to go to post for this one, Gary, and quite an open race this one as well.
Yeah, another race that's got quite an open look to it. It is a Class 3 contest, but Twin Point was a winner. We'll start with him. He won last time out, Twin Point, trained by Charlie Fellows. That came at Kempton. He's off a career-high mark, but just looking at his recent form, you know, he's a 6-year-old, but he's holding his form well. Lexington Times actually finished behind Twin Point the other day. Another one that seems to be pretty consistent, though, should be there or thereabouts. Shy Penn will be happier coming back here. I think was third at Newcastle the other day, a previous course and distance winner, this one. Take the Helm, second here over this course and distance the other day, has gone up a pound in the weights for that, but quite like him. And Chiron, another one who really likes it here. And Adam Kirby's been booked to ride that one, so that's quite interesting as well. But I want to go for the Dean Ivory train, Therm Decisions here. Winner at Chelmsford in November. Third at Kempton the other day. That was over 7 furlongs. Seems to hold his form fairly well. Stall 13 is the obvious concern, but hopefully Robert Winston can get him in an OK position from that wide draw. There's likely to be plenty of pace on anyway, so the race should hopefully be run to suit him. So Firm Decisions in the 4 o'clock.
OK, Firm Decisions there then. And the final race we look at is the 7:15 at Wolverhampton. We finish off with a Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs, and only 6 of them in the lineup here, Gary. I suppose Gilgamesh is quite an interesting runner here, only had the 2 starts to date. Was a winner at the second time of asking and runs in those famous Niarchos colours as well.
Yeah, certainly does. Handicap debut here would probably just have to be the selection, really, simply because, you know, he's only had the 2 career starts. He had the Tongtown for the first time when he won that race at Nottingham, leaving behind his race course, the debut effort. The others, let me stop you there. Winner at Newcastle in January, 5th at Kempton just over 2 weeks ago. Needs to improve on that. Has got top weight to shoulder. Taylor's Row finished last the other day at Kempton. Prior to that, had posted a couple of good efforts, finishing second twice, and is a previous course and distance winner. Mums of the Word won here in January, but was slightly disappointing at Lingfield the other day. That was over 6 furlongs. Goes back up in trip here. And the track will probably suit her more. Spirit of Salwan posted a career best when winning at a handicap at Lingfield. They small field that day, though, so just wonder about the strength of that form. And the bottom horse, Alganihi Bay, Luke Morris has been booked to ride, which is always interesting. Comes back down in trip. Handicap debut, but it's looking at the form. Probably has a bit to find on a mark of 64. It's probably about right. This would be disappointing. I mean, George Scott obviously hasn't had that many runners over the winter period, but it'd be disappointing if this one can't go fairly close for me. So with Jamie Spencer booked to ride, I'll go for Gilgamesh in that 7:15.
Gilgamesh to make it 2 from 3 then for Gary in the 7:15. As usual, a little bit of a quick summary before you go, Gary. Just
yep.
Nominate your selections.
In the 3:35 at Warwick, pressurise, in the 3:50 at Exeter West of the Edge. 4 o'clock at Lingfield, Firm Decisions. And in the 7:15 at Wolverhampton, Gilgamesh.
Thank you very much, Gary. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
Will do.
There you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Luke Elder, Andy Holding and Kevin O'Malley, the team in the studio. It's Warwick, Exeter and Lingfield in the afternoon, and it's Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.